Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1225 in the writing. It's shir number 378. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom and Holchei Drachim. Just going back a minute to the Shinoi Makom, but Holchei Drachim is part of the halachas of a traveler, right, is part of Shinoi Makom. But just going back to the regular part of Shinoi Makom, whereby you move from one location to another, an interesting thing that I saw in the Sefer Guidelines, I've been mentioning there's a new, not so new, but a Sefer Guidelines, he has very nice questions and answers over there on page 135. So he says like this, in reference to a halacha, which we've spoken about a while back, that we learned in the past that if one sits down to eat, with one, we're dealing with something which requires a burn of fashas, for example, a shahakal or adamo a or a ha'eitz, right? It goes not so much from the bracha before, it's the bracha afterwards, which is the burn of fashas, right? We've explained because you don't have to come back to the place. But usually it has to deal with the bar nefashis usually has to deal with a shahakol ha'etz or a ha'adama in general. There are some exceptions. Okay, but be it as it may, so we learned in the past that if one sits down to eat with one or more people as a small group, right, and then they want to go out, they're eating together potato chips and chocolates or whatever, right, and they're schmoozing, whatever, drinking coffee together. So now one of them wants to go out. So if the people are still there, they're still eating when this one person comes back, right, so they would not have to make a new bracha, albeit even though it's a shahakal or eitz or a huadama, because they're part of that group. Now, we spoke about the different terms and conditions that the people still have to be eating over there, right? So this is true only if everybody sat down to eat as a group. They sat down to eat together as opposed to eating separately or individually, which will give some examples. In other words, you have to sit down. We're sitting down together as a group. So, for example, he brings down over there in Sefer Guidelines some interesting examples. He brings that, which I want, that's why I wanted to mention it. For example, in a yeshiva or a seminary, you have, right, these type of things. You have the dormitory sometimes. You have, so on Shabbos, you have many times that the boys, again, to sit down, let's say, or and the girls in the seminary, whatever the case might be, in their place, right, so they're going to sit down to eat at the Shabbos table, and they're sitting down together as a group. But let's say they're not even eating the suda. They're just sitting down in the middle of the afternoon having a snack together as a group, a few girls, a few boys, or whatever the case is. I mean, in the two separate places, right? In the yeshiva, some of the boys will sit down, right? And they're eating a snack together. So therefore, if one of them left, right, one of them left and the others are still eating, when the person comes back, that person comes back and the others are still there eating, even if one of them is still there eating, so and although it is a shahakal adam or eitz, they would not have to remake the bracha. On the other hand, usually, for example, like let's say during the week, right, let's say in the yeshiva during the week, right, so the boys go, let's say by supper, they're in the middle of learning in the yeshiva, right, so they go to the lunchroom for supper, so everybody takes a plate and whatever the case is, they have their plate and they sit down by the table and they eat. So they might sit down with their lunch or with their dinner, with their supper, whatever it is, with their plate of food, right, during the week, not on Shabbos, right, and without having in mind to eat as a group. There might be two or three people at that same table, but I'm just sitting there pushing because I'm eating. I'm nothing to do with the other guy in the table, right? I'm just sitting there. That's how it works. You go, you get your food in the lunchroom, you sit down at the table and you eat. You're not sitting bedafka with the other people over there, whoever's there. Everybody sits individually, right? So in that type of a case, for example, if it's, let's say, during the week, like in that case, it could be on Shabbos also, but usually this comes up a lot during the week, right? So in that case, if the person happened to go out and they were eating something which requires a burn of fashas, they come back, although somebody else might be at that table still eating over there, since they did not sit down as a group, they would have to remake the bracha again. But this is an interesting case that comes up a lot, and on Shabbos, a lot of times they're sitting together as a group, whereby during the week, sometimes it's more like on the run. You know, you get your supper, you sit down by the table, you eat, and you go. You go back to your learning, right? So that's usually how it works. It was an interesting example that he happened to bring down over there. So, for example, during the week, if one goes outside and comes back, when they decide to continue eating, right, or drinking, new bracha would be needed in conjunction with the item, like a burn of fashas, like we said. Okay, so now another interesting case, which could come up a lot, which does come up a lot, like we said, either on Shabbos or during the week. But let's say, for example, so that's during the week, a little bit easier, we understand. But let's say on Shabbos, somebody goes to a Kiddush, right? A person goes to the Kiddush and they right? And the person takes a little bit of kugel, whatever, over there, and they have a soda, and they sit down to eat at the table, right? They sit down to eat at the table, and there's three or four more people sitting at that punkt at that table, right? And this person's eating kugel, right? And it's a bona fides, right? As we know, in the soda, bona fides. So now, even though at the table there might be a couple of more people, but the person just sat down over there with his kugel and his soda just because that's where he's sitting. There was an open seat over there, as they say in English, right? He had nothing to do with the other people there. He came to the Kiddush and he's eating something, but he's not sitting down as a group with the other people. So that case, it was an interesting case that if this person decides to go out, Taka, then comes back, he ate half his kugel, he goes out, and then he decides to come back and continue eating the kugel, right? Assuming that it's in conjunction with the halachas of Shin and Malkam, he went down the block or whatever, around the corner, you know, in conjunction with everything that we've learned. Now when he comes back, although the point is all over here, even although it's a kiddush and they're sitting at the table, right? And when he comes back, he would have to make a new bracha. He never sat down together with anybody else. He's just sitting there because it happens to be punk the seat. So because of the fact the guy was eating at the other end of the table, his kugel on the other side of the table, he has nothing to do with the other person. Or on the other side, if somebody sits down with a couple of pieces, they go to a couple of friends and they're by the kiddush, they sit down together eating the kugel and soda, right? So that would be good. Then the person goes out and he comes back, they sat down with his friend or two, and they're sitting and schmoozing as a group, right? So now he goes out in the middle of his kugel, he comes back, he would not have to remake the bracha. So those were interesting, nice examples, I thought, to keep in mind as we go along the journey, as in conjunction with the halacha, actually, of Shina Makam, whereby one is eating together with a group or not with a group, although there are other people at the table. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Baruch Kol Tov.